He is a NASA astronaut of the class of 2013, selected while serving as a legislative fellow to the late U.S. Senator John McCain. He is currently serving as pilot and second in command on the Crew One SpaceX. He is currently serving as pilot and second in command on the Crew One SpaceX Crew Dragon named Resilience, which launched November the 15th, 2020, making him the first black astronaut assigned to a long-duration mission aboard the International Space Station. This is the first post-certification mission of SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft, the second crewed flight for that vehicle. He will also serve as flight engineer on the International Space Station for Expedition 64. According to the New York Times, his achievement is notable for NASA, which has worked to spotlight the hidden figures in its history, but has so far sent only 14 black Americans to space out of a total of more than 300 NASA astronauts. He will not be the first black astronaut aboard the station, but those who preceded him from NASA were members of space shuttle crews during the station's construction and only made brief stays on the outpost. He holds a Bachelor of Science in General Engineering from California Polytechnic State University, a Master of Science in Flight Test Engineering from the U.S. Air Force Test Pilot School, a Master of Science in Systems Engineering from Naval Postgraduate School, and a Master of Military Operational Art and Science from Air University, United States Air Force. He is a commander in the U.S. Navy, where he pilots an FA-18 and has deployed in combat and peacetime. In a recent feature, CBN highlights how this accomplished astronaut is depending on his Christian faith to help him throughout the huge assignment of a six-month mission in outer space. During a video interview with the Christian Chronicle, this man of God in space discussed his Christian faith, the instrumental role it plays for his family, and how he plans to stay spiritually connected during his space journey. He also explained the unique experience he's had since being selected as an astronaut for NASA in 2013, and why God remains his focal point. This has been a really interesting journey. The 7 years I've been at NASA, and it's been a real exercise personally and professionally, but also spiritually, he explained. Understanding the role of God in my life and God's authority and my submission to that, and the love, support, and encouragement that can create in my life. I want to use the abilities that God has given me to do my job well and support my crewmates and mission and NASA, he added. That's really the thing I think the most about. I have a job to do. Sometimes that gets lost in the emotion of it. I'm looking forward to looking out the window and taking the pictures and taking in the moment. Despite being on a space flight, he said he will stay active with his church routines, which switched to virtual due to the coronavirus plague pandemic. Providing some unexpected lessons in dealing with the social isolation he is bound to experience in space. I actually sent up communion cups and a Bible, and we have really good internet connectivity, he said. So honestly, I will probably continue in what we've been doing, virtual service, virtual giving, reading my Bible, and praying. We at NASA do a lot of different types of team training, and some of it is just to build resilience so you can handle being up there in isolation. It's important to have different ways of finding encouragement, and for me, my family and my church and my Bible and praying are going to be a big source of that. The 44-year-old also spoke about his wife, Diana, and their four children. God assigned me a few really important things, this life, this vessel, but also my wife and that relationship, the two of us becoming one, and then the family that we've grown with our four daughters. I've always been a student of theology, I would say, but I wasn't as focused on studying and growing until I met Diana. And then through college and into our married life, I got back to attending church on a regular basis. So I would say that as we've grown our family, that's really when I've started to develop a real, true appreciation of my own faith and not just the academic, he said. We're just trying to make sure that with these interesting times, our family is doing what would make God happy and not necessarily what we want. Attending church in person during the coronavirus plague is not the right thing for us right now, but we still want to make sure we're doing what we need to do. Church is very important to our family and bringing up our children, so we still attend as a family even though we're doing it virtually. And we're kind of supporting three different congregations in doing so. Just in general, before I go and even get in an airplane to go on a flight, I say a prayer, and I always think about my family. If I don't see them directly for some reason, I'll send them a note, a text message, because I do a very high-risk thing. I'm not in combat anymore, being shot at, but there's still a risk, he explained. So I always want to make sure that, hey, if today is my day, I've told my family, I've told my girls that I love them, and I had a chance to commune with God directly. And then I go and do what I need to do and feel good about it. Additionally, he shared his thoughts on how the church has reacted to the current issues going on in America. We all need to lean on God, but we also need to lean on each other and be encouraging to one another. He also told the Christian Chronicle that people should go to God when they're looking for answers during these difficult times. There are so many really simple lessons from the Bible. To love God first and foremost, to love yourself, have a healthy love of yourself, and then to love your brother as yourself. If all of us are doing that, so many of these other issues that we allow to divide us stop becoming barriers to relationships. His name is Victor Jerome Glover. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, reminding you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Just as Victor Glover believes in the Lord Jesus Christ for his salvation from that awful place called hell, and now he's going to heaven, may I encourage you to do the same. Here is how. Number one, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone. Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states very clearly in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Fifth, dear friend, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. With these truths in mind, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul, and he will save you. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today and forever. Amen. Dear friend, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You have done the most important thing in life, and He's done everything for you, for He paid it all. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.